It's time for Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM. Brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal Drive and Highway 62 East. Talk of the Town highlights interesting people and events in the Twin Lakes area. And now, here's your host, Kim Saichi.
Thank you for joining us on Talk of the Town. Today in the studio is the one, the only, Baxter County's Sheriff John Montgomery. You have been very, very busy in 2019, as we all know, with the new jail and all the work that is going with that. I had somebody ask me the other day, how is the progress on the renovation? And you guys were going to move some of the inmates so you could retrofit. How's that coming along?
Well, somewhere in December, and I don't remember the exact date, that we actually the new addition was turned over to us. Mm-hmm. So that's great news, exciting. And while we were adding 65 beds to our 100-bed facility, we actually don't have 165 beds yet. And the reason is because we've got some major remodel work that's being done currently in the old jail. So we are shuffling inmates from different pods, they call them, in the old jail into the new while they're doing renovation. One of the pods had some pretty major issue that I'm talking about jackhammering up floors and replacing plumbing. And so that's
a lot of work.
That's a lot of work. And that's currently in process of being done. And of course, anytime you do a remodel, you run into issues that you didn't know. So we anticipate that project of that remodel to probably take somewhere between 60 and 90 days. And so we're not even 30 days into that yet. But at the same time, we're very thankful to have the new addition because there's certain things in it like isolation cells that we didn't have before that's already making it much better for the inmates and for our staff as well.
It makes it safer and more secure.
Yes, absolutely.
And that was really a huge part of why we needed this new jail and all these renovations.
Well, when you've got, at one point we hit last summer 151 inmates in a 100-bed facility.
That's just too many.
That's a problem. Mm. And so, again, we're very excited to have that. And the other half of that that I'm also very excited. So a quick backtrack. So we, again, the voters approved a 1 cent sales tax.
Yes.
We collected it for 6 months. And that sales tax, we are currently, although we're still working, we are so far under budget, believe we will come in under budget when
Excellent.
It's all said and done. And that 1 cent paid for the construction of the jail. And so it's over, it's done. Unlike some of our neighboring counties who's going to be paying sales tax for the next 10, 12, 15 years, mm-hmm. we're done. It's paid for. Now, the quarter cent kicked in, mm-hmm. And it kicked in for the maintenance and operation. So mid-year last year, we basically went from the old style budget to the sales tax budget.
Right.
In other words, so we're being actually funded with that quarter cent sales
right.
tax. And so we finished out the year, and we, of course, the Corn Court had to pass a budget for 2020,
mm-hmm.
And the quarter cent is taking care of the budget. So
that's wonderful.
We are very excited. Again, all this is, started whatever it was 3 years ago when when this idea first came out. And so it's really pretty satisfying to know that all of that planning not only came to fruition, but at the same time, it's working. And again, the voters are very appreciative that they, put their faith in this concept and this idea, and it's working.
Well, yeah, when you get the public behind you on something that is this important, obviously that is helpful. Is there any trepidation about the wages going up? Is the quarter cent tax going to be enough to cover those wage hikes that we're looking at this year and again next year?
We believe it will be. I will tell you and of course there's a debate, and I don't want to get into the politics end of
exactly.
it, but the raising of the minimum wage has had a major effect on county government.
Yes.
The issue, and I use this analogy, and not everybody likes it, but I don't eat out fast food that often, but my favorite burger went up in price.
It has
okay?
to.
So, okay, and that's fine. I'm paying extra for that burger. County government, we don't get we don't have burgers to raise a price of. And so we only can operate off the tax dollars that come in. So it has certainly been a challenge for the county to absorb that minimum wage. Now, at the same time, I'm very happy that some of the employees are getting a raise, and,
sure.
and we're very appreciative to that, and wish they could get a lot more.
Yeah, I don't think any of us, you know, hates the raises. That isn't it. It's, but we are afraid of what's going to happen to the economy.
And that's my fear. Mm-hmm. And so, again, our hope is right now things seem to be doing well in Baxter County. If you look around, there's construction going on. There's homes being purchased. And
new
so
businesses.
New
Absolutely.
Businesses. And so we're very hopeful that will will take care of itself, so to speak.
Let's hope so very much. Just want your opinion. And I don't even know if I should ask, but I'm going to anyway. The new downtown district. How do you feel about it?
Actually, I think it's. I know there's a little controversy, but I will
been.
Tell. I will tell you. I think from what I understand from talking to the city. I mean, again, this is inside the city. Mm-hmm. I don't know of any issues that has come up. And so, to me, you know, it's kind of the changing of the times, so to speak. You look at Norfolk, you look, you know, what they've done down in their downtown, and of course, Mountain Home, now that entertainment district. And so, I think it's a good thing. And so, and I will say this, and my hat's off to Mayor Adams for taking not just shot, you know, seat of the pants, let's just make this happen. They did a lot of research. I mean, I know he talked to Meek and other law enforcement officers. He talked to many people to make sure that any possible problems were addressed on the front end. And I think they did. And so that's why I think you're seeing now that things are running smooth and we're not having those issues.
They reached out to other districts like Branson, like Hot Springs, like Eureka, and asked them, what were some of the pitfalls? And like you said, if they hadn't have done that homework, I don't think it would have been half as successful.
I agree.
As it's already turning out. And watching the new renovations downtown, it just makes me really excited to be a part of Mountain Home's future. And I know you are as well.
Absolutely.
Before we wrap things up here, I have to ask, how's Cornbread doing? Saw a great picture of Cornbread the other day on your Facebook page.
I hate to say this. Cornbread's had some issues. Actually, Cornbread is blind.
Oh, poor Cornbread.
And so they pretty well determined it was a high blood pressure issue, and so she takes medication every day. But she's blind, and we made a decision after consulting extensively with the vet, and so she is actually doing well. I mean, she's accommodated to her space. Of course, that's where she's lived for several years.
Exactly.
And we've had a few people that stepped up because we don't use tax dollars to pay for meals or
Absolutely
food
not.
Or medication. So we've actually had two people step up and made a donation to help offset the cost of keep her care.
Oh, poor old Cornbread.
So, but yes, and of course, we get a lot of people coming in the front door wanting to know about Cornbread. So.
I'm sure you do. That's why I always ask, because you know I'm a cat lover anyway. But, you tell Cornbread, we said, hang in there, Cornbread.
And for anybody that doesn't know who Cornbread is, just Google Cornbread the cat.
You got to do it. Thank you so much, Sheriff
Absolutely.
Montgomery, for everything you do for the community. And good luck on 2020. And let's hope it's an absolutely fabulous, fabulous, safe, happy year for everybody.
Right.
And we'll
you.
Talk to you next month.
All right.
That'll wrap it up for Talk of the Town. Be good to each other out there. I'll talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East. To learn how she can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.